following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app on the huge show across Michigan. And all of you know that the DraftKings Sportsbook app is my favorite sportsbook app, but also America's top-rated sportsbook app. And speaking of America, our top athletes are over in Tokyo competing for the gold, and DraftKings has a medal-worthy offer just for my listeners. Here's what's up. Place any pre-event wager of $1 to be eligible to cash $100 in free credits if America wins any medal this year. That's 100-1 odds on an American athlete to stand on the podium and receive gold, silver, or bronze this week. So just download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE when you sign up to have the chance to turn $1 into $100 in free credits if America wins a medal. It's that easy. Use code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And this is happening for a limited time only. It is a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app on the Huge Radio Network.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simon.
What's up, Michigan? It's hour number three on the only statewide syndicated afternoon sports radio show. I'm just laughing at Superfly Hayes. He's had a theme lately of unmotivated Mondays. But then his back is bothering him from golf because he swings like he's trying to commit a crime. Go to a chiropractor. That's it. Just go to a chiropractor. That's all. You'll be fine. You're young. It would be a shame if that's it for your golf career. You're 31 now, right, kid? Get motivated. We got a big week ahead. We got Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com. In a few moments, as the Lions welcome players to Allen Park, and this training camp will welcome back the fans. Aaron McMahon from MLive.com. We'll look back at the Big Ten football media days and what he took from it. And the same thing on the Michigan State side. McMahon is a Wolverine insider. Matt Wenzel, Spartan football insider from MLive.com, will join us. You can join in 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show. On Facebook, also opt in on the Huge text chain where you can text us anytime you want to. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. Aaron Rodgers' story has been big this afternoon. A lot of reports out there that Rodgers and the Packers close to a deal that would allow a 2022 exit from Green Bay, so basically his final year with the Packers. That's not good news for the Lions. It's not. Because without Rodgers, I think that's two wins for Jared Goff in Detroit. With Rodgers back now, they're an NFC favorite, right? And reportedly now Devontae Adams will listen to a deal. Adam Schefter was reporting that. So you get Rodgers and Devontae Adams back, that's not good news for Detroit. If it is Rodgers' final season, I think that's good news in a way. But think about it, if Rodgers didn't come back or didn't play or sat out the year, Adams was ready to go to another team. He's not going to have Jordan Love throwing him the football. He wants to go someplace where he can keep up his all-pro status. So a trickle-down effect for the Lions. And you have the Deshaun Watson story out there. Did I see somebody who follows the Lions ask a question, would you like Deshaun Watson in Detroit? Well, why Why is it that a lot of people, it's a split decision, have no faith in Jared Goff? No faith in a coaching staff that's going to maximize their talent and maybe throw Swift the ball to a point that he's Kamara light. Oh, they got no receivers. Really? Are you kidding me? Now I'm throwing around my computer. I'm getting upset. You know, Williams and Perryman will be decent. They're not all pros. Hockenson could be an all pro. Swift's going to catch a ton of balls out of the backfield. St. Brown looks like he's going to be a steal in the draft. I'm getting tired of this. They have nothing. Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com. Senior columnist, insider. Mike, I didn't mean to get so worked up.
Come off the ceiling, okay? Just relax here.
Thank you.
Either won one or lost one. Then you can go nuts in one direction or the other.
I know. It's a Monday. This should be the feel-good day after a relaxing weekend. Instead, I can't wait for Friday. All right, Michael. What about the training camp, the start of it, storylines? What are you looking for?
Well, first of all, to me, we went through this before. No surprise to me that Rodgers is back. I said all along he'd play in Green Bay this year. We'll get to next year, but I'm not surprised. And whatever the machinations are in the contract and the agreements that are spoken and written and agreed on and all that other stuff, I said all along he'd be back in Green Bay this year, and he's back in Green Bay. Unless something falls apart in the next 24 hours, I don't see that happening, because obviously the people who've been leaking information to ESPN and their whole reporting crew, they're not going to go back on that. Now, what am I looking for in training camp? Well, a lot of things. Number one, of course, you mentioned Jared Goff. I want to see him, you know, how he runs a team, how he runs an offense, how he delivers the ball and all of that. I've seen him play on television a couple of times, and he looks like, to me, like a competent quarterback. But is he the next level guy? Yeah, we'll find that out. You know, his record doesn't indicate that he is, but we'll find that out exactly, you know, what he has over time. Now, you know, we make a lot of, you know, quick decisions on quarterbacks in this town and every other town. I think we got to give Jared Goff a little time to breathe here before we make any pronouncements.
Man, when I look at the coaching staff, the culture change, I look at Goff and what he has around him, you know, Orlovsky said it today in a tweet, now doing his ESPN work in the former Lions QB. He thinks two teams will be top 10 in offense this year that nobody's talking about. Surprises, Eagles and the Lions.
I wouldn't be shocked if they're top 10 offensively. I've said all along that their problems are primarily have been on defense, including last year when, you know, they were historically bad and I mean, super bad. When you get to the second half of the season, the way that team deteriorated, it was, statistics don't tell the story. It was worse than anything you can, you know, any set of stats, any set of, you know, situations you want to draw up for them. That was an absolutely, it looked to me like a team, that side of the football had just quit. Now, that's a harsh thing to say about a group of players, and I'm sure the coaching staff didn't go for that, but that's just, by the eye test, that's the way they looked. Offensively, you know, look, they've lost some power there on offense. You know, they don't have Galladay, they don't have Marvin Jones Jr. You know, they've got guys who basically have been backup wide receivers throughout their careers, you know, Rashad Perriman and Terrell Williams, the guys you've already mentioned. But the one star they have there, and an absolute star, would be T.J. Hockenson. I mean, I've seen some of the ratings, some of the stuff that ESPN has put out. And look, it's not very favorable to the Detroit Lions, most of it, but they do have T.J. rated, I think, top five among tight ends, and I think that's well-deserved.
Why are the Lions better than a year ago going into training camp, and where do you think they've taken a step back?
I don't know if they're better going into training camp. Let's keep in mind, this team did get to 3-3, just like they have, or had, I should say, in all 3 years under Matt Patricia, and then steadily deteriorated the rest of the season. So I don't know if they're better going into camp.
No, not better as a team, Mike. I'm saying, what areas are they better this summer compared to a year ago?
This is the other side of it, though. I just think that they've got a renewed enthusiasm for playing football under a new head coach. Now, that, you know, a lot of new players go with that too, and among them, you know, Michael Brockers, a defensive tackle from the Los Angeles Rams, who they acquired for a seventh round draft pick. I think the way they're you know, methodically building the defense, I think it's going to be better. I think it's going to be better in scheme. I really, you know, as good a defensive coordinator as Matt Patricia was, I think he was stubborn. I think he got fixated on his man-to-man, you know, man coverage on his secondary, and it just didn't work. It really didn't. Those guys are getting picked apart week after week after week. I think you'll see a different approach under Aaron Glenn and his guys on the defensive side of the ball. And I think they'll be a little quicker to react and make some changes. They see what's not working. Like I said, I have a lot of respect for Matt Patricia, but I just think he got stubborn. He got locked into one thing and just couldn't see a way out of changing it. And I thought that was probably his biggest fault.
Michael Herr, DetroitLions.com senior columnist, insider when it comes to the Lions and the NFL, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. The one area that really concerns me, and I'm content with every single other area. I know some will say, well, Williams and Perryman, but then I'm like, you know, they got enough weapons to throw to in my mind. I look at linebacker, and you wonder, yep. Collins, you know, Tavai, Flowers, Cora, basically, you know, the slash defensive end, weak side linebacker. That's the area. Do the Lions have enough linebackers to cover tight ends and also to get after the quarterback when called upon?
Yeah, that's a good question. Do they have a guy on the roster right now you can say, okay, you're a three-down player, or do they have a collection of players that they have to, you know, piece together? And play. Now you're going to play situations. Don't get me wrong, but just a roster of linebackers who you're going to have to piece together to play situations. But you don't have one alpha there. They don't have what just in the division what other teams have. The Lions don't have that, and they have the guy who can dominate the interior as a linebacker. No, they have a great coverage man. We don't see that yet either. That's going to have to develop. Develop through time, but going into the season, going into training camp, I should say, even I don't see that person. Now that may develop over time, may develop over, you know, somebody might step forward that we just don't know about. But to me, I agree with you. That's a real concern for the Detroit Lions.
I think it's the biggest concern. I'm actually looking at some, you know, depth on the defensive line. I'm looking at the secondary with some depth. Even receivers for, you know, not having all pros outside of Hockenson, they have enough, and I think Swift will get more touches catching the football compared to the Patricia era now that you get Campbell in charge. I like the makeup of this team. You play 17 games. I think they can hover around 500. So now with 17, will that be 8-9? Will that be 9-8? I'm not saying they're going to go win the NFC. Rodgers back now, you know, puts the Packers atop the NFC North and in the hunt to win the NFC. So I'm content with what the Lions are doing and what they have going into the season, except for linebacker.
No, look, let me just make this perfectly clear. I think the Detroit Lions are in better shape right now going into the season than they have been in the last couple of years because of the vision they have with their general manager, Brad Holmes, and their head coach, Dan Campbell, and his staff, and the overall feeling throughout that throughout that organization, the inclusion, the culture, and all of that. I think they're better off. And I'll repeat this again. I think that, look, they're not going into the season thinking they're going to lose. Nobody does. But to me, the most important thing for the Detroit Lions in the 2021-22 season under Dan Campbell and his staff and the front office is to be a better team at the end of the season than you are at the beginning. And that didn't happen the last 3 years for whatever reason. And so I think they're equipped to do that. I think it's for a lot of reasons. It starts with management, starts with coaching, and it comes down to the players who are put in positions to where they can actually compete and compete fairly and win. And I think they're in good shape to do that. Now, it's got to be proven on the field, but look, they could be 5-12 this year and be a better team than they were last year with, you know, one more loss and the same number of wins. And when the season's over and the eye test, just you could say, yeah, they were better because they competed throughout the season. They got something done and they developed.
That's how I feel. And again, how that translates into wins and losses comes down to health, game management, player effort, lucky bounces, big plays. I mean, I do feel as comfortable going into a year with the front office, with the coaches, and with the players. You know, maybe they don't have the stud roster. There's no Sue Calvin Johnson and Stafford in his prime. But in terms of just a blueprint, I'm more content with the Lions collectively than ever before. I am.
And another thing, too, when you talked about the offense, I think the offense will be better equipped to control the game than it has been in a long time. And it starts up front with what they've done on the offensive line. Either, now, that's management has had an awful lot to do with that, too. But adding today Sewell in the first round and seventh overall really sort of completes that offensive line. I mean, from left tackle to right tackle right now, I think they have the potential to be a top five offensive line and versatile, too. I mean, they'll be able to run the ball, they'll be able to throw the ball, and they'll be able to control a line of scrimmage up front. And when you can do that, you can take time off the clock and give your defense a break and get out of bad situations, even if you have to turn the ball over and punt it, but you're not going to be punting it from your own 10-yard line. So if they manage that, and I think they will, I think they'll have a chance, to really control the line of scrimmage huge and really give that defense some help that I think it's going to need, at least as it develops.
And that's why Williams, between the tackles and Swift, will get outside and catch a ton of passes out of the backfield. Like I said, an Alvin Kamara light, not going to compare him to one of the best to catch and run with the football in the NFL, and I'm excited to see where they go. Not going to put a lot into training camp or the preseason. Let's get to September 12th when Jimmy G and the Niners come to Detroit. Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com. You can follow training camp 24/7 at DetroitLions.com. Michael, always good to hear your voice.
Okay, Hugh. Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, Michael O'Hara joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. Meyer, proud to be a longtime partner of your Detroit Lions. I think his phone was going in and out. In the beginning there, I gave him the little story, and he didn't say anything, and I noticed you enjoyed it and were laughing, thinking he stonewalled me. Crickets. But then, a couple minutes into the interview, you could tell he wasn't. And if he's at Allen Park for some reason, I don't know if the building is mostly metal. I've been there. You never get reception. Nothing's worse than Jim Comperoni in the tunnel at the Breslin. Because all that is I-E-I-E-I-O-E-I-E. Really? So you like them against Illinois? E-I-E-I-O-E-I-O-E. Translator, please. Translator, help me out. Hey, when people are on mobile phones, you know the areas that it always works. When you're driving through them, you get a call. They don't call you when you got the five bars. They call you when you got a bar. And you know when you pick it up, you're going to go through the four calls back and forth. You're going to go through, I can't hear you, I can't hear you, it's your phone, no, it's your phone. And then you realize, you know what, I'm ending this friendship now. I do want everybody to start a relationship now with my friends from the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. It's my go-to app when I want to wager on any sport. All you have to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use code HUGE when you sign up to always get the promo hookups. And the one happening this week is you can bet $1 on any pre-event wager to be eligible to cash in $100 in free credits if America wins any medal in Tokyo. Just download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE when you sign up, and you could turn $1 into $100 in free credits if America wins a medal. That's one of their no-brainer bets. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code HUGE.
From Petoskey to Detroit, this show is huge.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. When Tigers center fielder Derek Hill was drafted out of high school in the first round by the Tigers in 2014, he had speed and glove skills that really weren't highly sought after commodities at that time. Power. That's what teams wanted from their outfielders. And Hill did try to add some power to his game, but that just wasn't him. After 11 overmatched at-bats last fall, Hill knew he had to make some big changes in his swing if he was ever going to get a chance to showcase his Gold Glove caliber defense in center. So he did, and the results have been impressive. Hill is much more disciplined. He's staying in the strike zone, making more consistent contact, and when he gets on base, he is a disruptive force with his speed. He now fits in perfectly with the brand of baseball A.J. Hinch has the Tigers playing right now and showing that he just might be able to hit enough to stick in the major leagues.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive, boys and girls, high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
Home air quality has always been important, but these days even more so. So make sure the air in your home is healthy by calling your local Rood dealer for our healthy home analysis. You can trust the experts at Rood, keeping your home and family safe and comfortable for more than 100 years. We service all makes and models and meet or exceed all air quality inspection standards. Visit Rood.com to find your local air quality experts and ask about the healthy home analysis. That's R-U-U-D.com. You can rely on Rood.
Huge here for the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Now, all of you know it's my go-to sportsbook app, but it's also America's top-rated sportsbook app. And speaking of America, our top athletes are over in Tokyo right now competing for the gold, and DraftKings has a medal-worthy offer just for Huge Show listeners. So here's what you need to do. Place any pre-event wager of $1 to be eligible to cash $100 in free credits if America wins any medal this year. That's 100 to 1 odds on an American athlete to stand on the podium and receive gold, silver, or bronze this week. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE when you sign up to have the chance to turn $1 into $100 in free credits if America wins a medal. That's code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And this is for a limited time only and only with my friends from DraftKings. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 years of age and older in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
I am telling you, there are more Grammy nominations coming from the singers on The Huge Show. This is like Liverpool with the Beatles in the 60s. We are back live with Superfly Hayes, our executive producer, inside the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studios. They are a Michigan-based company. So all the money you spend at your local Auto Value store, Auto Value Service Center, will stay right here in Michigan. For the location close to where you live or work, go to myautovaluestore.com. That's myautovaluestore.com. Service is a difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. Let's go take a look back on the Michigan side of the Big Ten football media days down in Indy. Aaron McMahon, MLive.com, Michigan football insider, is standing by on the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, Aaron.
Bill, good to be back.
All right, what were you thinking going in to Michigan's side of the Big Ten football media days, and what did you take from Indy?
Well, quite a bit. Jim Harbaugh came away pretty rejuvenated, refreshed. It almost seemed like his coaching staff overall did some wonders, at least internally, with the players. They seemed to be kind of rejuvenated. They spoke a lot of cultural issues last year among the team and with the coaching staff, and it almost seemed like a change was needed. So it sounds like they're off on the right foot. Now, whether that will translate into wins and results in the field this fall remains to be seen. I'm skeptical and everything else, but it seems like, at least for right now, things are sort of on the right track.
One thing that Harbaugh mentioned about comparing the propaganda to World War II and being on the hot seat, what do you take from that back and forth with the media?
Yeah, this obviously isn't the first time it's come up. His job status obviously has been, a much talked about conversation in and around Ann Arbor on the state of Michigan here for the last year or so. We went through that contract extension drama a few months back. He's in place here for at least the next 5 years. Now, whether he makes it there, obviously, remains to be seen. He's got to show some, I think, Michigan has to show some fight here this year. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it's a Big Ten title game, because I don't think that's a realistic option at this point. But I think if they can, get the arrow moving forward, if they can show some improvement as the season goes on, if they can maybe pull an upset or two somewhere down the line, I think things are good. But Jim Harbaugh acknowledged that, he's got work ahead of him. His line about, they want to beat Ohio State, they want to win the Big Ten title or die trying, really kind of embodies Jim Harbaugh's, philosophy with football. He seems determined to get Michigan, to the top. Obviously, that was the goal when Michigan hired him back in 2015. We're now 6 years later, and that obviously hasn't happened. So, obviously, time is running out on Jim Harbaugh. He knows that. But like I said, they've got to show something this year, whether it's fight or some upsets or something on the field.
Aaron McMahon, MLive.com, Michigan football insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line. That beat Ohio State or die trying, is that a comment of he knows the coaching clock is ticking in Ann Arbor, even though he says it's not? Is it, almost borderline denial that, it's going to be tough to beat them where that program is at right now? And the most important thing that wasn't discussed, I thought, when I heard that comment was, how will you beat them one day? What do you need to do as a program? Understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a combination of all three, really. And you can make the argument that he's probably trying to fire up his players to get them motivated to play that game. They obviously didn't play it this past fall. The last couple times around, they've gotten their butts kicked. So I do think it's a combination of things. It starts, obviously, with recruiting. You've got to recruit better players and better talent, develop them, and then, show that you can be competitive with Ohio State, which Michigan really hasn't done the last couple of years. And again, that all goes hand in hand. You get better recruits when you win big games. Michigan hasn't been able to win those big games, so they've been kind of getting their butt kicked on the recruiting trail, at least when you compare them to Ohio State. So it's all hand in hand. I think that's what this year, I think, is key to. They've lost a lot of talent the last couple of years. They've struggled in certain areas, and they've got to be able to put it all together this year. So I think this is step one in the second act of Jim Harbaugh at Michigan. How long the second act lasts remains to be seen. I seem to think he's probably going to get at the very least this year and next. But beyond that, time will tell on how long this Jim Harbaugh, experiment, tenure, whatever you want to call it, lasts.
Aaron McMahon, MLive.com, Michigan Football Insider, joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. I think the unknown, and we won't see it through any press conference, through any article, any show of mine, until we watch this team against Western, and probably more importantly against Washington in that primetime game, on where Jim Harbaugh has taken this team since we last saw them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, that week two matchup against Washington is going to be a key barometer about where this program sits. Because, look, you can compliment Western Michigan and the MAC schools all you want, but it's a totally different ballgame on a talent level. That Washington game, they were supposed to play Washington, obviously, last year. That game got called off. But, it's a competitive, it's a similar talent level. It's a Pac-12 team. They will be coming in our roach, I think, gives Michigan a little bit of an advantage. But if they can be competitive, if they can win that game or, even stay close, I think it'll give some folks something to latch on to, something to say that, okay, this program is heading the right direction. Because, look, if Michigan does win that game, it's fairly easy to think they start the season 3-0 and they go into the Big Ten opener at home as well against Rutgers. So it's possible this Michigan football program starts 4-0 this year. Gives some folks something, a breath of fresh air, a light to kind of point to. But you're right, that week two matchup, I think, against Washington is going to tell us a lot about, where this team is at this point, because there's a lot of question marks both sides of the ball. They still don't know who their starting quarterback is. It looks like it's Mekade McNamara, but he's got some competition coming in. And there's just so many question marks on the defensive side of the ball with the scheme and who's starting and how they look. Because remember, when they brought in a new offensive coordinator a couple years ago, it took them half a season to get going, and that was with an experienced, talented offense. Their defensive side of the ball is really depleted this year. They lost a lot of guys. Yes, they have some key guys back, but it's a very unbalanced group. So it's going to be. I think they're going to kind of determine how far, how good this team really is, because right now there just isn't a lot of hype around them. And rightfully so. They're picked to finish fourth in the Big Ten East this year. That's probably it's where I projected them to finish. Anything above that, I think is a win for Jim Harbaugh.
You can follow Michigan football 24/7 at MLive.com. Aaron McMahon, Wolverine insider with MLive, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Aaron, appreciate the look back at Michigan's part of the Big Ten football media days in Indy.
Yeah, no problem, Bill.
All right, Aaron McMahon joining us on this Monday broadcast. Matt Wenzel follows Michigan State. He'll check in less than 10 minutes. As I was listening to Aaron, I was thinking about how bad Michigan and Michigan State both looked at the end of last year. Yet Michigan State dominated Michigan in Ann Arbor. And Harbaugh does seem rejuvenated, but we've had a lot of the off-season trips and press conferences and hype that this was going to be the bounce-back year. Matter of fact, they were even picked to win the Big Ten East 2 years ago, and then they laid that monster egg of a first half, and that's coding it a little bit for FCC reasons at Madison. And we got the coach speak from Harbaugh. It's nothing personal when you as a fan or me in the media are expecting big things out of a team that was picked to win the Big Ten. I'll believe it when I see it when it comes to Michigan. Michigan State, there aren't a lot of expectations. You're a Spartan fan. If they could find their way to 6-6 and get to a bowl game, you would be ecstatic this season. And what's kept the Michigan State football fan from going bonkers is that you've had a lot of success in the Michigan football rivalry. And along the way, they played Ohio State tough and even beaten Ohio State. And some could say Mark D'Antonio has been the biggest nemesis, or was the biggest nemesis, of Ohio State inside their division. Now Michigan, the rival, the game. So Western isn't a pushover in that opener. Neither is Washington with a ton of speed. We'll see where Harbaugh and Michigan are at after two games. Going into this summer, or into the offseason earlier this year, all I could think of is that we have the same mindset. You, the fans, us in the media, we don't know what to expect from the Lions, Michigan, or Michigan State when it comes to their football teams. There's a lot of hope with the Lions. There's a ton of transfers with Michigan State and a lot of change with Michigan. Bring on the season. I can't wait. We'll get an update on Spartan football. Matt Wenzel from MLive.com. He'll join us next.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Hey, you like summer Fridays? Well, you're going to love summer Mondays at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. With BetMGM's Money Monday Club, a $10 free bet will automatically be added to your account when you place a total of $50 in wagers between Monday and Sunday. That's right. You'll wake up to a $10 free bet every Monday just for betting $50 during the previous 7 days. It's easy. Simply take advantage of BetMGM's boosted odds specials, unique parlay offers, daily promotions, and live betting action. When you're wager total reaches $50, you're guaranteed to receive a $10 free bet to use any way you want. Download the BetMGM app or visit BetMGM.com to sign up and learn more about how you can be part of the Money Monday Club. Get rewarded for your bets every week at BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute's Purple Community. Now, your community can be a part of raising awareness and money to help Parkinson's and cancer research at Van Andel Institute, which is located on the west side of the state in downtown GR. They are world-renowned when it comes to cancer and Parkinson's research and more. You can go to VAI.org to find out about what they're doing each and every day to try and save lives. And if you want to have your own event, your own Purple celebration in your community to raise awareness and money for cancer and Parkinson's research. Get all the details at purplecommunity.vai.org.
It's time to start thinking about heading back to school and stocking up on the things your student needs most. Meijer has everything on your family's list for the best year yet. Grab some Meijer shredded or sliced cheese, 3 for $5 when you buy 3 or more. Ziploc storage bags are 2 for $6 when you buy 2 or more. And backpacks in a variety of styles for every student are buy one, get one 50% off. Save big with great deals for back to school at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Live across Michigan, the only show based on huge opinions, yours and mine. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. Final segment will feature Matt Wenzel, MLive.com Spartan insider. He's standing by on the Meijer guest line. We'll get his thoughts on what he took from Mel Tucker and the players and their appearances at the Big Ten football media days last Friday. How you doing, Matthew?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Good. Mel Tucker, he seemed to like what he was talking about in terms of Michigan State football to the press in Indy.
I'm sorry, you're getting still a little choppy, Bill. What'd you say?
Yeah, that Mel Tucker, what'd you take from he said to the people in Indy?
Yeah. I mean, this is obviously his first year at the event. Got canceled last year. But, one of the bigger things I took away is that, you know, him stressing that, you know, for everybody that's saying, like, this is his, you know, he made the comment that, you know, people tell him all the time, like, this is like his first season. He's saying, no, this is year two. You know, this is not my first year. You know, he's saying everything that happened last year, that stuff didn't get swept under the rug. You know, there's a laundry list of excuses that they could use for what happened last year. It complicated the transition to the new coaching staff with, you know, no spring practice, you know, a joke of an off season as far as the lack of preparation time to get ready with, all the roster turnover. He's pretty much owning it and saying that they expect to get much better. You know, the sense of urgency is there to improve the team right now, and I think you see it in the roster turnover that occurred since last season. You got 27 players transfer out. You got 33 new scholarship players that are going to be on the roster that weren't there last year. So how all that comes together in the fall, as much as, you know, which Mel admitted as well, you know, that's yet to be seen. So that'll be obviously something to watch with all the new faces on the team.
Yeah, it's interesting to look at Michigan and Michigan State, and even the Lions. I talked about this to end our last segment, Matt, that we won't know, that there's no credible foundation to build on for Michigan, Michigan State, or the Lions as we walk into this 2021 football season.
Yeah, I mean, if you watch Michigan State last year, you saw some flashes of what they could achieve. You know, the win at Michigan was obviously big, even though Michigan didn't end up having a good season, obviously. But you know, they beat, you know, the Big Ten West Division champion Northwestern. And you just saw it, but it was those brief times, and you know, the inconsistency was so evident. Now, will they have better quarterback play this fall and, you know, avoid what they've been doing the last few years with the turnovers? Maybe. You got a couple choices there. The running game has been awful. The offensive line hasn't come together. There's the potential for both those things to improve vastly with, you know, the guys they bring back at running back and Kenneth Walker and Harold Joyner coming in. The offensive line has a ton of experience, depth back from this past season. The receivers, you got good bodies in there. The back seven of the defense is really a big question mark with all the guys leaving at linebacker and corner, all the guys they brought in. How that comes together will be really—it's just really hard to get a feel for them. And I was asking Pat Fitzgerald and three of the three Northwestern players that were there in Indy about facing Michigan State in the opener and with all the turnover. And Pat Fitzgerald said, you know, this is advantage Michigan State because we don't really know what they got. You know, that's going to be the week one thing. And they'll, you know, kind of hinted it as well, you know, compared it to the NFL. When NFL, you get the four preseason games, you get a decent amount of tape on what you're going to see in Michigan State. It's going to be something, you know, new right off the bat, September 3rd at Northwestern.
Yeah, unknown factor. Like I said, Michigan, Michigan State, and even the Lions. We're talking Spartan football right now. Matt Wenzel, MLive.com's Spartan football insider. You can follow everything Michigan State football in season, out of season at MLive.com. Do you have a timetable looking at what Mel's doing that a Spartan fan's listening right now? It's 2 years, it's 3 years, it's a surprise year in 2022 before this team is a contender again and beating the big boys in the Big Ten?
You know, Mel talked about this. He said the days of having the intro presser and talking about a 4 or 5, 6 year rebuild, he said, you know, I think those are done. And I think that's pretty accurate. You know, people expect results quickly. And, you know, quite frankly, when you're one of the highest paid coaches in the nation, I think that they deserve to expect things to turn around a little quickly. I think if everything absolutely broke completely right for them this year, you know, maybe they could win 8 games. I still see 6-6 being a positive season for them overall. You know, you get a bowl berth and all that. But I think a couple of years, I think, you know, it's still hard to, again, it's hard to tell how the transfers are going to fit in, you know, immediately. But I think he needs a few years to really bring in, to have a roster that really is his own. And that just takes time, you know. You're not going to be able to turn everybody over immediately. I think this year you got to show progress. You got to be more competitive. You can't lose every game by double digits. You can't get hammered by Iowa and Ohio State in that manner. So I think you see some progress this year. You see a more competitive, a more consistent team. That would be a step in the right direction, obviously. And then you look at really making the next push after that. I think that a couple of years, 3 years, you really need to see some significant progress. But you need to see progress immediately this fall as well.
Yeah, that's why this is the progress. That's where the Michigan State fan is at. It's a different kind of heat on Harbaugh that he denies is there. But I really think, and I think most fans know it's there, Michigan State football 24/7, MLive.com with Matt Wenzel. Matt, season's almost here. Appreciate the time. Have a great evening.
Yeah, you too, Bill. Thanks.
All right, Matt Wenzel joining us on the Meyer guest line as we're wrapping up our Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Download that app. Use the promo code HUGE to always get the hookups when you sign up. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use that promo code HUGE. 24/7, all of our podcasts, all of our interviews, list of all 19 stations across the state where you can listen weekdays at 3 and more is available for free at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.